Hello guys, what's good with you? I hope you're doing amazing, and if not, you're just in time for that. Welcome to the second episode of Arts Explained. My name is Beatrice, and I'm going to introduce you to a journey that you will never forget. Today, we're on the second episode, and we're going to talk about theater, more specifically, Broadway musicals. This episode is called Theater Explained. Kind of cliche, but very, very catchy, right? Let's get to it then. Richard Wagner was a German composer, theater director, polemicist, and conductor who was chiefly known for his operas. He is one of the first composers to actually write the libretto and compose the music for his operas. He is well known in the music world, especially to those who have studied music. I myself have studied music, and he is indeed one of the biggest references. He composed many operas that are referenced to nowadays cinema, theater, and music. One of his operas was the inspiration of the Lord of the Rings film, I think you're familiar with that, called The Ring of the Nibelung. The main thing about composers like Wagner is that they come in a time that changed the entire perspective of the genre they compose. Wagner was a composer in the classical period, which was between 1750 and 1820. Noted for not only his musical texture, complexity, and orchestration, but also he was the pioneer of leitmotifs. Leitmotifs are musical sentences that are associated with specific characters or places or ideas or even elements of the opera, and they repeat throughout the whole opera. Here is an example of that. Now, I am going to talk a little bit more about Miranda and why Wagner's influence can be found in his masterpiece of the 21st century. Lin-Manuel Miranda is an American actor, singer, songwriter, rapper, director, producer, and playwright. Wow, I'm out of breath. He's a lot of stuff. He created and directed Broadway musicals such as Hamilton and In the Heights. Hamilton is a sung and rapped through musical by him. It tells the story of American founding father Alexander Hamilton. Patiently waiting, I'm passionately smashing every expectation, every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties of sorrow. For the first time I'm thinking past tomorrow. Miranda has Wagner in his play, Hamilton. There are themes linked to the characters in the show. Themes equal leitmotifs. They reveal things about their individual personalities and post important plot moments for different and specific characters. This is the definition of leitmotifs, so that's where the connection is made. An example of this would be Aaron Burr. His character has a chord progression that is related to him and his story, and it appears every time he shows up. I'll show you that chord progression.
Pardon me, are you Aaron Burr, sir?
That depends. Who's asking?
Oh, sure. Sir, I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. I have been looking for you.
I'm getting nervous.
Sir, I heard your name at Princeton. I was seeking an accelerated course of study. When I got sort of out of sorts with a buddy of yours, I may have punched him. It's a blur. Sir, he handles the financials.
You punched the bursar.
Another demonstration of the influence of classical music in Hamilton would be the fact that it is in an operatic form. The whole play follows an operatic form.
Miranda chose not to use the interspersed dialogue between the songs and have hours of uninterrupted music. And the fact that he did that translates to the meaning of Hamilton as an opera-influenced piece, claiming evidence from Wagner, Puccini, and Verdi, the biggest classical composers of opera, and the pioneers in a way. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and go watch Hamilton to see for yourselves what I'm actually talking about here. You will know it is worth it. Don't miss out on good musicals. Even though you might think they are lame, go watch it. It might change your mind and be the highlight of your day. Stay tuned for the next episode that I will be talking about how art is very timeless and how 400 years ago art can still be shown in today's paintings. This was Beatrice and her crazy theater musical adventures. Hope you learned a little bit more about musicals today. Can't wait to see you next time. All rights reserved to Ben Sound.